Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S, Beto, B-E-A-T-O. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Beto as described in the report listed above. But this pertained to injuries he allegedly sustained at work on 1-18-18. He is now a 48-year-old male and reports he was injured at work again on 2-25-21. He stated he was loading his hand truck and lifting objects and injured his lower back. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a herniated disc. He had surgery involving spinal laminectomy. He completed his course of active treatment in January 2022. Mr. Beto admits that he had the same back injury at work in 2018. Beto denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, petitioner was bending down, wrapping a pallet and lifting heavy boxes when he injured his lower back. Treatment records show he was seen at WorkNet on 2-26-21. He stated he was lifting and wrapping a pallet about 6:30 that morning and felt pain in the low back with tightness. He had a history of low back pain for which he underwent an MRI that showed bulging discs and degenerative changes that led to injections in February 2018. He had physical therapy which helped resolve his condition at that time. He was examined and found to be neurologically intact but decreased range of motion at the lumbar spine. He was diagnosed with lumbar strain and sprain, for which he was referred for physical therapy and placed on naproxen. Consideration would be given for an MRI if he did not report any improvement. He did return on 3-1-21 and remained symptomatic. The physician assistant had obtained the lumbar MRI from 2018. It showed disc degeneration with no disc protrusion at L3-4 or L4-5. He was to continue modified duty and medication adjustments were made. He followed through at this facility until 3-26-21, by which time he had approximately 2 weeks of physical therapy. He remained symptomatic in the low back, radiating down his left posterior thigh. He was then referred for an MRI of the lumbar spine. New paragraph on 4-22-21, he was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Shaw. He noted having seen the petitioner in 2018 after that lumbar injury at work. He noted the results of the lumbar MRI that showed left subarticular slash foraminal disc protrusion at L4-5, which impinged on the transversing left L5 nerve root and contributed to moderate left foraminal narrowing. There was additional lumbar spondylosis with up to moderate foraminal and mild central canal narrowing. His assessment was lumbar pain, protrusion of lumbar intervertebral disc, lumbar radiculopathy, lumbar sprain, left L4-5 foraminal disc herniation, and left side of lumbar radiculopathy, all related to the work injury. He then recommended electrodiagnostic testing. Period. Paragraph, Dr. Rosenberg performed an EMG on 4/29/21. Period. He found this was normal with no signs of left lumbar radiculopathy. Period. He returned to Dr. Shah on 5/11/21 to review the EMG results. Period. He opined that EMG / NCV can fail to detect up to 30% of radiculopathies. Period. He still had signs and symptoms consistent with lumbar internal derangement and lumbar radiculopathy, secondary to the torquing mechanism applied to his lumbar spine at the time of injury. Period. He recommended a repeat set of spinal injections since they were helpful in the past. Period. On 11/4/21, Dr. Shah recommended surgery to involve decompressive laminectomy addressing L4-5. Period. This evidently was performed, and on 1/14/22, he returned to Dr. Shah for follow-up. 5 weeks, status post, left L4-5 lumbar laminectomy and decompression. Period. He was participating in physical therapy. Period. He appeared to be making adequate progress in terms of increasing his activity. Period. He was near a treatment plateau from a spine surgical perspective. Period. He would return back to work on the 24th after one more additional week of physical therapy. Period. He would then return to Dr. Shah in 6 weeks to likely place him at maximum medical improvement. Period. I have not received a further progress notes from Dr. Shah. Period. In paragraph, prior records show the petitioner was seen on 8/2/18 by Dr. Shah and was discharged relative to an injury of 4/29/18. Period. He expressed that, quote, by and large, at this point, it appears as though the patient is making appropriate progress clinically. Period. As such, I have encouraged the patient to return to full duties as he is at a treatment plateau from a spine surgical perspective. Period. End quote. The progress note from WorkNet dated 1/18/18 was supplied but not in its complete form. Period. The petitioner stated he had a back injury secondary to performing his regular duties, such as lifting boxes of ice cream. Period. He developed sudden constant pain over the lumbar region with intensity 10/10. Period. He denied prior history of pain or injury to this area. Period. He denied any interim treatment. Period. There were no additional progress notes provided with the current documentation. Period. However, I was in receipt of pertinent documentation for the 2018 injury at my previous exam. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower, inspection revealed a healed longitudinal scar measuring 3 inches in length, overlying the right anterior knee. Period. Attributed this to an anterior cruciate ligament repair. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Deep center roof flexors with 3+ at the patella bilaterally and 2+ at the Achilles. Period. Had globally diminished pinprick sensation in the left lower extremity, but this was intact on the right. Period. Manual muscle test was 5/-5. Resisted left plantar flexor strength, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that is normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal. Lumbar sacral inspection revealed the midline 1.5-inch longitudinal scar with preserved blood dotted curve. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees, but actively flexed to 40 degrees and extended to 15 degrees. Period. Bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully. Period. He was tendered a palpation of the left sciatic notch and sacroiliac joint, but not their counterparts on the right. Appeared the rest of that is normal. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 80 degrees and left at 75 degrees elicited low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period had positive reverse flip maneuvers bilaterally for symptom magnification. Period impressions. On 2/25/21, Francis Beto alleges to have injured his lower back at work performing routine tasks. Period, this was superimposed upon a prior low back injury sustained on 1/18/18. Period. The summary of the prior injury will be inserted as marked. Period, you have also indicated he had attention paid to his low back even earlier than 2/18. Period. That will be inserted from the bottom of your cover letter entitled pre-existing through the top of the second page. Period. New paragraph after the subject event. Mr. Beto was seen by WorkNet. Period. He failed to respond sufficiently to conservative therapeutic measures. Period. Dr. Shaw then performed surgery on the lumbar spine. As noted above, period, this was followed by additional physical therapy postoperatively. Period, as of 1/14/22, Dr. Shaw anticipated he would be at maximum medical improvement in the next several weeks. Period, new paragraph. The prior injury and summary will be inserted here. Period. And then you can insert what is marked from the top of page 3 as far as the claim resolving. And that's marked in blue. New paragraph. The current exam found there to be decreased but variable active range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period, sitting at supine straight leg raising maneuvers did not correlate. Period, the latter elicited only low back tenderness at very obtuse angles, making it not clinically significant. Period, there were positive reverse flip maneuvers and globally diminished sensation in the left lower extremity, indicative of symptom magnification. Period, new paragraph. I would now offer 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the lumbar spine, regardless of cause. Period. I apportion 3.5%, as noted in my prior report. Period of this 0% was related to the work accident. Period. And that will be the end of